are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to another Thursday and another edition of Cinema Chat. Now, it is going to be a little different today. Russ Collins usually stops by each week, but Russ is away for the next couple of weeks. And as a result, we have a fill-in, and it's none other than the host of 89.1 Jazz on WEMU. Hello, Michael Jewett.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm going to take issue with you right out of the gate. Michael Jewett's always told it's going to be a lot different. It could be a lot different. And we hope to maintain a certain level of quality.
Yeah, we might actually talk about movies or something.
We might have to talk about movies.
When I asked you to do this, what was the first thing that crossed your mind?
Fear. I found it kind of funny because the last time I was here, I was giving Russ a hard time, and now, so... And I'm not going to give Russ nothing but love, mad respect for Russ, who's an institution in our area and on the airwaves here at WEMU.
He and I have been doing it for 25 years.
I know.
And maybe we're starting a new tradition here.
Well, I'm glad he's getting a break and maybe getting some time to take in a festival. I understand that may be in the offing for him. So
Indeed. So
that's fabulous. So I look forward to his review. He's going to
try and squeeze up to the Toronto Film Festival.
He's going to try to do the TIFF. So there's always great stuff happening at the Toronto International Film Festival. So we hope Russ, on his return, has a report from that with the festival season underway. So, hey, have a great break. We'll see you in a few weeks back in your regular chair here on Cinema Chat.
Now, is there anything you want to know about Cinema Chat?
Well, I've been a huge fan of the show, of course, but, you know, and I will admit to being a huge movie person, but I'm also a little bit out of my element here. You know, I know jazz, I know NPR, I know, and occasionally I'm on news programs, but I feel like I should kind of like get to know the audience for Cinema Chat a little better. We've got a post up on our Facebook page, a Michael Jewett Penn post, basically asking what's your movie, what's your what are you into? It's always important to know who your audience is, you know, public speaking, public radio.
So are you talking
whatever.
Genre or a specific film?
Both, actually. If like pick a genre and pick a film. I want to know, you know, are you a romantic comedy type and, you know, When Harry Met Sally, or, you know, historical drama, whatever. Whatever that genre is, it's really kind of like the one that you will go see basically any and every movie in that genre. And a favorite from that genre. And
my perception of you is that it falls into the graphic novel superhero kind of movie as a favorite kind of genre.
Well, I'm not going to pick one from that genre.
Too many good ones?
I'm going to pick a military drama. I'll tell you later what it is. And so, you know, next week when we're back, I'll take some notes and see kind of what people liked and everything.
Yeah, we can have a little conversation
about how people responded.
But make sure you go to the Facebook page and let us know what you're thinking.
What's your movie? And in fact, we got a classic from Mose Allison coming up on 89.1 Jazz called What's Your Movie?
That's very good.
And there's all sorts of stuff happening.
There is indeed.
Let's talk about some of that.
We have a couple of new movies opening up downtown. And if you want to see this movie called Loose, I would highly recommend it. It comes recommended to me from Russ Collins. It's about 10 years since Amy and Peter Edgar, played by Naomi Watts and Tim Roth, adopted their son from war-torn...
From Eritrea. Yeah.
There you go. And they thought the worst was behind them. Luce Edgar, played by Kevin Harrison, becomes an all-star student. He's beloved by the community in Arlington, Virginia, and they take you right through it. So the critic consensus on this is that it's a stellar ensemble to bear on a satisfyingly complex story addressing timely themes in thought-provoking fashion. Now, this actually sounds like a movie that might appeal to you.
And this is definitely on my will-see list. I think there's a lot of different issues there, just about adoption, cross-cultural adoption, just kind of like the... weight of history and whatnot, of just people trying to deal with all this different stuff happening. And fine cast and everything. So it looks like something.
Definitely.
A Loose opening at the Michigan Theater.
You know, one of the things that we talk about a lot as part of news is what are we doing with an overpopulated Earth and the population continues to grow? Well, there's a movie called One Child Nation. Of course, it deals with the policy in China. And this is another one that Russ said he saw and was absolutely moved by. So if you want to see something called One Child Nation, it explores both the personal and kind of the societal effects of putting in policy in place for an entire country where you as a family may have one child.
And to get back to the top, talking about favorite genres and whatnot, I know many people basically live off documentaries, and they could be historical documentaries of the very recent past, very compelling stuff that was complex and also complex and controversial policy of the one-child policy in China. So One Child Nation certainly looks like a compelling viewing on that front. And I'm told that this was it screened earlier at Cinetopia or just from someone who had films at Cinetopia? Is that how I'm reading that?
Yeah, it screened at Cinetopia Film Festival, and it was a huge hit, and it's being brought back because it was so well received. So another opportunity to see that. That opens for you on Friday evening. And the other one opening downtown is called The Nightingale. Now, this is set during the colonization of Australia back in 1825, and it follows a character named Claire, a 21-year-old Irish convict who had served 7 years in prison. Well, she's desperate to be free of her abusive master, and you're going to take that journey with her if you choose to go see Nightingale, which again opens on Friday, August 23rd.
Yeah, that was another one on my might see to will see list. Just a historical drama about people really maybe on kind of like a marginal thing or whatnot. She's definitely dealing with some demons around her or whatever, so it sounds like a compelling narrative as well.
There's a couple movies opening at the multiplexes as well, and I'm very interested to find out if either one is going to make it on your might-see or must-see list, Michael. When there's an assassinated attempt on U.S. President Alan Trumbull, in Angel Has Fallen, he has a trusted confidant, Secret Service agent Mike Banning, and ends up wrongfully accused and taken into custody. Now, the U.S. president is played by Morgan Freeman, and I'm all for having Morgan Freeman
well,
as our president.
Morgan Freeman is basically like one of those. Well, I'm going to basically is a genre unto himself.
Right.
So, you know, it's political thriller, edgy political thriller. So that's definitely in my wheelhouse. So.
And Gerard Butler plays the Secret Service agent. So that certainly has some potential in it, I think. Overcomer is another one that is opening at the theaters this week. A high school basketball coach named John Harrison and his team are facing an uncertain future. They have a big manufacturing plan in town. It gets shut down unexpectedly, and as you might imagine, sounds as though sports, teams, and community all come together.
Sports films, yeah. Big yeah. fan of them. Big fan. In fact,
You might have to change your genre?
Well, my sports fandom has kind of like, you know, peaked and waned and everything, but I've always been a fan of a sports film, so that does sound pretty good. A couple of notes for me on the kind of geek film front. Maybe Sony and Marvel Studios are not quite getting along. It was a report that there's a falling out regarding the future of the Spider-Man films, which have been a big hit with Marvel Studios involved with Sony's production of this. Now it's maybe up in the air. We're not quite sure what's going to happen with the Spider-Man film starring Tom Holland, which have been received very well by both fans and big success. So we'll see how that all shakes out.
How do you want it to shake out?
Well, I hope that they could continue the arrangement. I mean, I'm not as invested as Spider-Man as I once was, but I know, you know, speaking for Spider-Man fans. And also on the comic film front, the big news is a Joker screening at both Toronto International Film Festival and in the competition at the Venice Film Festival, which is not what you think is going to happen with a comic book movie. So we'll see how that shakes out.
Yeah, but boy, everybody that has had even a peek at it is saying it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Joaquin Phoenix in the role as the iconic villain. Is even being honored at the Venice Film Festival as well. So
yeah, I typically don't go see those kind of movies, and I'm pretty committed to going to see that one. I think that's going to be something spectacular.
Lots going on, both at the Michigan and Multiplexes. And remember, check us out on Facebook. We want to know what's your movie. What's pick a movie, pick a genre, let us know. We want to see kind of what kind of movie person you are.
And you'll come back next week, Michael, and we'll talk a little bit about that and find out what we learned, right?
Great to be here.
Michael Jewett filling in for Russ Collins on Cinema Chat. It is an exclusive presentation of the news department at your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.